USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Tyson's largest pork-producing plant in Waterloo, Iowa, is back running with limited production. Tyson's Shane Miller says employees will have to wear masks and have their temperatures taken upon arriving for work.
We're taking all the precautions that are possible to ensure that our team members are taken care of and that they're safe before they're coming to work.
President Trump and the First Lady celebrating National Day of Prayer in the Rose Garden at the White House.
America is engaged in a fierce battle against a very terrible disease. In times of challenge, our people have always called upon the gift of faith, the power of prayer, and the eternal glory of God.
President Trump also saying he's very happy the Justice Department is dropping its case against former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn, saying that Flynn is an innocent man. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
So, I don't know if you saw this, but there was just this big study about anxiety among us. Really interesting in this study about what can keep us up at night. One of the top stressors out of all the things to worry about is paying for health care. A huge majority of us say we're worried about that. It's totally understandable, but there's an affordable alternative to health insurance. It's MediShare. It's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and it has worked beautifully for more than 25 years. And not only do people save lots of money, they get access to a huge network of doctors. They get to take advantage of 24/7 live access online where they can talk to a doctor and even get prescriptions. And of course, there is the savings. With MediShare, the typical family saves $500 a month. That can help you sleep easier, too. There's a lot to love about it. No wonder it's grown so much. Here is the number to find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A strike by some essential workers in the Windy City has been averted. As we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Thousands of nursing home workers in the Chicago area and around the state of Illinois were going to be going on strike, but staffers at dozens of facilities avoided the stoppage by reaching a tentative agreement with nursing home owners for a two-year deal. The deal would provide them with hazard pay, paid time off, and resources to protect them and nursing home residents during the coronavirus pandemic. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Three of JetBlue's New York-themed airplanes will do a low-altitude flyover over the city today as a salute to healthcare workers doing battle against the coronavirus. Healthcare workers in New York say their move that the airline is doing something to honor them.
I'm deeply humbled and appreciative that they will consider this and honor the healthcare workers.
The salute in New York is expected to begin at 7 p.m. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limpbells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
With Mother's Day fast approaching, some business owners are hoping they're given the green light to open up. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
As protests continue in some states with stay-at-home orders, other business owners are hopeful to reopen. Flower shops are opening back up in California. This woman is a florist in Los Angeles.
Everybody has moms and aunts and grandmas that they give flowers to, so Mother's Day is really big for us florists.
The state has more than 2,400 deaths from the virus.
The Supreme Court of Texas has ordered the release of Dallas salon owner Shelley Luther, who was jailed for violating executive stay-at-home orders during the coronavirus pandemic. Texas Governor Greg Abbott also modified his executive orders and eliminated confinement as punishment for violating the mandates. Republican Congressman from Texas, Dan Crenshaw, tells Fox News,
"These so-called leaders, these so-called judges, they need to take a civics lesson. Okay, these laws will not be respected if they are not respectable laws. People are not dumb. They can understand and they can assess whether a law makes sense, whether it's really based on data and public health. And a lot of these things aren't. Right? We've seen a lot of rules being passed that simply don't make sense. And then they go further. Then they want to actually punish you. They want to use the full force of the law, fine you, throw you in jail, arrest you, take away your freedom just because you're engaging in activity that was previously perfectly legal."
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.